Good morning. I see that somebody lost their shoe, but it's a lot easier just leaving it off than trying to put it back on again, isn't it? Yes. Have you ever taken a moment to think honestly, brutally honestly, what God do I worship? What God do I follow? Are we all following the same God? Are we all worshiping the same God? I know we come to the same church, but in our lives, do we continue to worship the same God, the God whose home, whose house this is? On Sundays, we come and we worship the one God, the Father, the Creator. But on the other 6 days of the week, are we worshiping other gods? In the gospel reading, it tells us about the sower who went and threw seeds out. And those seeds fell in different types of soil, and sometimes they grew and sometimes they didn't. But let's assume that we look at it from a different place, from a different way. Let's assume that everybody in this room, everybody in the church who's a member, is good soil. It's not on the rocky soil, it's not on the path, it's not necessarily in the weeds. But what kind of seeds do we accept into our good soil? I know that we come to try to accept the good seeds of the good news, the seeds that God has given us when we come to church. But when we leave church, what seeds are we gathering? What seeds are we cultivating in ourselves? You know, there are a lot of people spreading a lot of different kinds of seeds. If you watch television, they are spreading seeds, all sorts of seeds. What types of programs are you watching and allowing your children to watch? Are you allowing those seeds to get into the fertile soil? It says, when you read the newspapers, when you read magazines, what type of seeds are you accepting into the fertile soil of your soul? When you sit around and gossip about others, what kind of seeds are those that are growing in the ground of your fertile soul? My friends, as we have free will, and God has given us free will, and He wants us to take those seeds of the good news, He wants us to take those seeds of the gospel and to cultivate them. And what does it mean to cultivate? Now, I'm not the person to be talking about cultivating. I usually put a garden in. This year, I didn't put in a garden. And the weeds literally got to be about 8 feet tall. It was terrible. It got to the point where I was so embarrassed that I went out and pulled them, you know, just because I was embarrassed, not because I was trying to cultivate anything. But in any garden, there's going to be other sources of seeds other than the ones that you plant. So with the same thing with us. It says we can have good soil, but there will be other sources of seeds that will be planted and blowing around, other than the seeds that God has planted in us. So what kind of a garden is our soul going to be? Is it going to be cultivated? Are we going to allow those seeds? Are we going to recognize those seeds when they're coming up and growing the seeds, the good seeds, so that we don't pull them out instead of the weeds? Are we going to allow the weeds to grow in that fertile soil? We have to be vigilant. We have to try to stop the seeds, the harmful seeds, from getting in to our souls. It says we can be careful the things that we read, the things that we watch. We can be focused more on the ways of our faith and on the ways of God all week long. But ultimately, we have to be vigilant and check every seed that comes into our heart and pluck them. Pluck the seeds out when you see them. Pluck the weeds out when they start to grow. Cultivate the soil. Continue coming to church. Fertilize the seeds, reading Scripture and the Holy Writings. Just bring and water the seeds with the living water of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then go out into the world knowing that you have those good seeds growing, knowing that if you allow the weeds to grow, that they will choke out the good seeds, that the weeds will take over in our lives, and our lives will not be what they should be. When we are looking and we get to the point where we are willfully accepting those seeds from the world, the bad seeds, then we have to ask ourselves once again, who is our God? Our God is the seeder, not whoever is throwing the wild seeds, the weeds. Our God is the seeder. If we accept His seed and cultivate His seed, then He is our God. But if we reject His seed and we accept the weeds, then that is our God. The God of weeds. The gods of anarchy. The God of confusion. The God that doesn't do us any good. These are the seeds that we have to reject. These are the gods that we have to reject, remembering that there is only one God, and we worship one God, and we follow one God, and we cultivate His word in our hearts because we believe in Him. And we entrust ourselves to Him, not to other things, not to worldly things. I know that in this wonderful country of the United States, we all experience, especially in comparison to the rest of the world, tremendous wealth. We can look at this wealth as a blessing, and we can look at this wealth as a curse. Because it's a blessing, and we can buy all these things that the television and that the advertising tells us to buy and tells us that we need. But what it's doing is having the wealth is enabling us to buy weed seeds and plant them in our lives and plant them in our hearts. So be very careful with your wealth. I know some people are saying, well, gee, I'm not wealthy. He says, well, you are in comparison to 99% of the world. Be careful of your wealth. Make it a blessing, not a curse. Use it in a proper way, in the way that God has instructed us. Be good stewards to the ministry of our Lord. Be good stewards to paradise, so that we might truly end up being in paradise and performing and doing whatever our Lord has chosen for us to do. I pray that we all have a wonderful week, and especially this week, that we remember about the weed seeds. And during the week, keep those seeds away from your precious heart and your precious soul, and cultivate those seeds that God has given you here today.